Back now with Day to Day. The world's largest producer of aluminum, Alcoa, begins contract talks today with the United Steelworkers. Alcoa wants to make employees pay a portion of their health benefits. It is not expected to be an easy negotiation, and it could be yet another sign that unions are losing their strength in this country. Marketplace's Tess Figland is here now. And Tess, why does Alcoa want employees to pay for their own health care? I thought the company was doing pretty well these days financially.
They are doing quite well. Alcoa has benefited, like a lot of other metal and raw material producers, from this ever-increasing spike in demand for all kinds of commodities. You'll find aluminum in everything from, of course, soda cans to the bodies of airplanes. The company's profits doubled in the first quarter of this year. It earned $608 million. Sales were up 16%. And the union is saying, hey, you know what? We deserve a piece of that.
So who's driving these negotiations?
Well, the main issues here are very familiar to anyone who has followed union negotiations at the airlines or the auto industry. Alcoa wants union workers to pay for part of their health insurance, as you mentioned. It also wants to switch from a pension plan to a 401k plan where workers have to pay into their own retirement fund. The union, of course, is resisting those changes. But I spoke with Gary Chasen, who teaches labor relations at Clark University, and he says the balance of power in all these kinds of negotiations has really shifted.
I think what we can expect to see in any set of negotiations in manufacturing nowadays is a major employer attempt to reduce wages, as well as employer attempts to reduce health care benefits and to modify pension plans. I think increasingly so, employers look at collective bargaining as a cost-cutting tool, as opposed to something that they have to defend themselves against.
And that's really just a sign of declining union power across the board. Chasen notes that unions in manufacturing in this country represent only about 13% of the workforce. In the private sector in general, they represent less than 8%. And in this case, the United Steelworkers, it's just 7% of that company, of Alcoa's global workforce.
7%, but are they threatening to go on strike?
They are, and the union membership has authorized one, but Chasen argues that it's a fairly blunt instrument in so many cases these days.
For many companies which would consider outsourcing or plant closing or shrinking the size of the labor force, there's much less fear of a strike and much more willingness to tolerate a strike, and I think unions know this.
And in fact, Alcoa has been preparing for the possibility of a strike by training its managers and other salaried workers to do everything that union workers usually do, and that includes working at smelters. And Alcoa, as we mentioned, is the world's largest supplier of aluminum. They have to keep the mills operating to feed all this demand. And today on Marketplace, we're looking at how the food industry is responding to a movie by the author of Fast Food Nation.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.